Mike Tyson won his latest fight.
And is Anna Wintour saying, "Don't you know who I am?"
Plus, Hillary Duff is showing us just how healthy she is. Wait till you see this.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! All right, let's start dishing. What you got first, Gary?
Baby, honey, it seems like Miss Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, honey, are real comfortable with each other these days.
It's choking you up.
I'm crying, y'all, because they're so comfortable with each other these days. In fact, y'all, Kim had no problem, honey, telling Pete that she did not like that he was wearing two hats during a fitting, honey, for her Met Gala look. Check this out.
Oh, my double hat. I didn't know where to put my hat.
Just hold it. Just in case.
All the cool kids.
Because if it works, then we want to use this somewhere.
What?
Just if I want to post any behind the scenes, if you don't want
to. Oh, you don't
want
me to have a double hat?
She's one.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm just looking out for you.
No, it's cool.
Pete, you want me to take it off? We'll get some.
Oh. And the problem?
Okay.
The problem is.
Do y'all think she's controlling? Because she let him know, look, honey, she wanted to say, none of my Negroes ever had problems with me and my fitness. And now, honey, I got a problem with you.
It's giving mom energy to me. Like, you know, like when your kid is doing, like, you know, silly things, at least things that are silly to you. Like, yo, but let Pete be Pete. He's chilling.
He's chilling. Like, what's wrong with wearing a hat, yo?
I think sometimes we as mothers, and you start getting back into the dating thing, we have to learn to put down the mother and bring the femininity of a woman up. So it comes so natural. When I go on these dates, I'm like, did you wash your hands when you came from the bathroom?
Wow. Listen, if any Kardashians are watching this right now and we go on a date, just know that I'm never taking my hat off. It just has
even
to be
in bed.
Even
because you're gonna get there.
Even in bed, I'm gonna have my hat off.
Wow, then she can't grab all that blonde hair that you got. Now when your hat come off,
that's it.
It's cute for you to keep your Tim's on, but you have to take your hat off.
Yes, Tim's and socks. Tim's and socks, Brett.
Well, it looks like Mike Tyson won't be behind iron bars anytime soon. Now, if y'all remember a few weeks back, Mike went from first class to Hulk smash when he punched the fellow JetBlue passenger. Now, allegedly, the guy was intoxicated and overly excited and kept pestering Mike after Mike asked him to cool it now. Yeah. Now, Mike lucked out because prosecutors have decided not to file charges and the passenger declined to press charges as well. I mean, y'all thinking, you know, just having a cool story, like, yo, I got punched by Mike Tyson on a plane is probably just as cool as, like, going to court. Like, you know, that's your story.
And it was clear that he was being a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Who gets to say that Mike Tyson actually punched them?
Yeah.
And he lived through it.
Mike still needs to learn how to control himself, though. You cannot be just hitting people and beating people because they were pestering you. So, I mean, you're on a plane, you know, you just can't do that. It's
Some
not the American
deserve
way.
It, though, Gary. Clearly, this man was drunk and acting all erratic, you know?
But have you guys ever had an experience? Because that's what I hate. When fans get drunk, they start talking, and then they won't leave you alone. You try to be nice.
Now, I just hate when people announce that you're someplace when you're trying to be low with it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
right.
You ain't out nowhere, Mr. TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate this stuff. Like, yo.
All that.
That's the worst.
Literally, on Mother's Day, I'm sitting there waiting for the valet with Jeffrey and these three girls. They was like, yeah, she used to be on that thing. And then the one lady was like, I don't know who she is. And then she come up and she's like, and she goes, I want a picture. And I go, you don't even know who I am.
Right.
And she goes, don't be acting all bougie.
She was like,
you ain't nobody.
She was like, I loved you in the health.
Girl, I hate that.
That's when you got to flip it on them and take a picture with the fan using your phone and never send it.
Hey, there you go. I've never thought about that, HK.
Okay, y'all, we have another airplane story that ends with a happy ending. Aww. So a small Cessna airplane was flying from the Bahamas to Florida when the pilot somehow went unconscious. So the passenger called air traffic control for help, and just listen to how calm he is.
Serious situation here, but pilot is incoherent. I have no idea how to fly the airplane.
Oh my gosh. It was like they weren't even about to crash.
I'd be losing my composure. That would sound completely different if I was on there.
I would have had to be totally high as hell to sound like
you
that.
You would have heard praying, really loud praying in the back.
Like, right? It would have been an anxiety attack if this man was passed. Have y'all ever seen the controls on a plane?
Yes.
Oh my God, there's so many buttons. It's worse than a music studio. It's horrible.
Okay.
Well, you guys, it turned out that the air traffic controller was also a flight instructor, and the passenger ended up landing the plane safely at the Palm Beach Airport. Oh, now, can you believe that he stayed that calm?
Ooh. I remember they made the announcement once that our pilot was going to retire. Like, it was his last flight. He was like 80-some. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But, yo, that man flew the smoothest flight I'd ever been on my entire life.
He went out with a bang.
Yo, he took off smooth, landed smooth. I was like, okay, man, he could still be flying. I don't think he should retire, but he retired. That was his last point.
No, 83, he needs to be retired.
Okay, he needs to retire. Sorry, sir.
I don't want him not remembering what a button is.
You're an amazing pilot, sir. All right, moving on. This is hilarious. So a video of Anna Wintour being asked to prove her identity has gone viral, y'all. Wow. The Vogue icon was attending an off-Broadway show with her daughter when upon arrival, she was asked to show her, get this, y'all, her ID. Yeah. In the clip, you can see her raising her hands, clearly upset and confused until staff member quickly leapt to her defense.
But they should have told her that was Anna by that damn wig, honey. Miss Anna been wearing that mushroom wig, bitch, for years, honey. You should have known that was her.
Anna Wintour.
I would have thought it was somebody dressed as Joan Rivers. Like, they kind of have similar fashion sneaks.
Everybody don't know.
Not everybody knows.
Anna is the moment, bitch, honey. Like that girl said, she's the moment.
Sherry, right. Brad, do you get offended when people ask you for your IDs? Do you get offended at all?
I'm not Brad. You know Brad as soon as you see those. Right. Even when Brad has a mask on, like, she's one of the few that can walk through an airport and you'll go, that's the Brad.
That's Brad.
Right. I don't get offended, especially if I'm at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't 21.
Yeah. Oh, I got a carded bag, a bottle of wine the other day, and I was like, yo, I still got it.
Okay. Well, it looks like Hillary Duff bared it all for the world to see on the cover of the May-June issue of Women's Health.
Wow.
Now, Hillary posed naked less than a year after giving birth to her third child. Wow. She did mention that makeup artists and experts were there to make sure she looked great, and she trained 4 days a week, lifting weights and focusing on strength training in order to prepare for this shoot.
She looks amazing. Yo.
She looks flawless on this cover, yo. Yeah, working out. Would you be able to do that workout if you knew you was going to do a cover of a magazine?
Oh, hell yeah.
4 days a week.
No, I would have to do like 6 days a week to get right. But I would have to do six or seven to get right to be on a cover like that.
Every day of the week I would need.
What about you? What about you, Gary? Could you get ready for a Vogue cover or a cover of, I don't know,
Women's Health?
Yes, honey. Please, baby. I could do like the drag queens. You just put cushion on your body and make it shape, honey. So just put some bed cushion and put some nice tape over me and I'll be fine without working out.
Okay.
Is that how you do? You put bed cushions?
Yeah, the girls take the foam out of the old couches and they put it on their bodies and they, you know, they shape, cut it, you know, to shape their bodies.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that, Gary. The more you know.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Right. I'm about to tear my couch up tonight.
Okay.
Wow, I like that.
All right, up next, find out how actress Nicola Peltz is following in her mother-in-law Victoria Beckham's footsteps. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Hey. Newlywed Nicola Peltz is definitely living up to the phrase, diamonds are a girl's best friend. So after being married for a little over a month, it looks like her hubby, Brooklyn Beckham, gave her a $2 million ring upgrade, y'all.
Yes!
What? Usually they just wait till they get their tax return.
Exactly.
Like normal people.
Now, Nicola showed off the ring 2 days after her wedding, but folks got a good look at the newlyweds when they walked to the Met Gala red carpet.
Oh, her ring, yeah.
Yo, that ring is
huge.
Banging.
Beautiful.
That ring is beautiful. Wow.
Well, listen to this, Chewy, honey. Now, according to my knowledge, y'all, of diamonds, and you know I am a diamond connoisseur, honey.
We know this.
And jewelry experts, y'all, they're saying that the gigantic center, which is called the stone. How in the hell I forgot that?
You just said
That's your knowledge. The solitaire.
Yeah, the giant stone in the center is called the solitaire, y'all. And it's worth a mere $2 million. And the matching bands, honey, are estimated to be worth about $90,000. That is You know, and I mean, that's expensive, but you know, that's love, honey. And she deserves it.
Is 2 months too soon for a ring upgrade, though?
Like, it seems like you would at least wait a year or something to upgrade.
Never too soon for a ring upgrade.
Brad has six. Brad has six. engagement rings that she wears.
Wow.
Did you
six?
Did you say did you
this
require
is, this
six
is three put together?
You just accepted it's seven? Damn, did I get
seven?
It wrong?
Wow.
No, oh
tell
my God.
Tell me what goes to your mind with seven rings.
Can I hold on to one, Brett? Can I just have one? The one
I
that you're not
like
really
Michael
wearing?
Michael Jordan won all the championships.
Okay.
And you wear them.
I do wear them. You think I ain't?
That's right.
I'm thinking about getting an extra finger for the other one.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, y'all, speaking of love and DeBrett, all this time we thought Selling Sunset star Amanda Smith was single, but she's been with a whole man for the past 2 years.
Ooh.
I love this. Okay, so Amanda refuses to spill any tea on the man in her life and what he does for a living. But according to sources, he's a soccer player that lives in Istanbul.
Okay.
So in a recent interview, Amanda said, "We came to the decision very early on that we didn't want to be posting about our relationship on social media and being in the public. I don't know. It's a slippery slope."
That's why it's lasted 2 years, because it's private, y'all, and it's going to last longer because it's not all over social media. Right.
Do you feel that way, Brad? Like, be together first and make it strong?
Absolutely. Make that foundation strong first. And then if you want to share, you can. And then you can take the scrutiny, because it's coming.
Mm. It's coming.
Right. That's the thing. It's the scrutiny. Because I remember following Judy before I even knew about you, Brad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was following Judy about all of her being motivational and, you know, because I wanted my baby hairs to come back on my hair. And so then I found out about Brad and I was like, what?
Right.
I got this crush on Brad.
Right.
I didn't know she... Damn, I didn't have time to put a move in.
Right. You're trying to have a thruple in Atlanta.
I didn't know it was a thruple because I didn't know she was with Judy.
See?
I had to change the fantasy to a thruple.
Sherry breaking up happy homes. You see this?
Yes,
you see this?
Wow. Well, all right, y'all. It's time for another edition of Didn't See This.
It's coming.
Now, a woman by the name of Reyna has gone viral on TikTok because this funky female admitted that she's only showering once a week.
Ew.
What? She's been doing this since middle school.
Ooh, what? She's been stinking for years.
Okay. We can't judge, y'all.
We're going to judge. We're definitely judging. Gavel,
nice
please.
Face.
Now, of course, we all want to know why. Well, Reyna admitted she just doesn't like showering. Takes too much time. And here's some other reasons. Check this out.
Reason two, wet hair. I hate the feeling of wet hair. And reason three, skin issues. And reason four, it's not wasteful, both with water and products.
What I got from her is you was lazy.
That ain't lazy.
As long as you're hitting the hot spots, you're good.
No.
I go to the gym and I sweat. Yeah. By the time I get home,
morning
I've been dried off
least.
So I don't have to bathe.
No, that means what you done dried off, that sweat done dried off, the funk is still on you.
But I don't
smell.
I don't smell.
You.
It's the funk of 40,000 years that Vincent Price was talking about on Thriller. Like, yo, I bet she's
all right, y'all. Up next, if you cannot afford to have Drake perform at your event, no worries. There's a discount version of the rapper ready for hire. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay.
Well, it looks like it pays to look like your favorite celebrity. Apparently, Drake's doppelganger, who goes by the name of Izzy, has been capitalizing off the certified lover boy's image. Now, word is, this man is getting $5,000 a show, okay?
Well, all right.
Now, there's no confirmation on that figure, but if it's anywhere close to that amount, then the doppelganger business might be the next big lucrative wave, y'all.
Wow.
Well, if she wasn't sick, then I guess she could go around looking like Sheridan, because I think Juicy and Sherry resemble a little bit, so...
Look, you ain't even throwing shade. Everybody says Juicy and I look like sisters. I ain't mad about it. If I could be 3 feet tall, I might be trying to act like Miss Juicy.
Let me see. I can see it a little.
You can't unsee it once you see it.
Stay
it's
there.
Like, oh, it's
stay
like
there.
A,
okay.
Fun size chair.
This is facts.
I have left
you
my chair all the way down.
All the way down.
And if I can go around looking like Miss Juicy,
yes.
And put this computer down, if I can look like Miss Juicy and get that Juicy Oosie money.
Look at that.
We love you, Miss Juicy, baby.
We love you, Miss Juicy.
We love you, Miss Juicy.
But if you need help while you healing, I'm here for you, darling.
Yes,
you
got
to put the mic down.
There you go. But yo, let's flip it. If anybody was making money off of your likeness, how the hell would you feel?
Like
if it was
mad as hell.
If there was a fake Gary out there in Atlanta.
Get your ass up. I can't.
She
I manifested Miss Juicy. I don't know how. That's how you capitalize. All respect to Miss Juicy. We love you and get better, girl. But if you need some help. We do look like sisters.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Well, it looks like Ava Mendez is coming back to the big screen.
Good.
This is nice. So Ava has been on a little hiatus from acting for a while.
A long one.
During her recent appearance on The View, she hinted that she might return to the big screen under these conditions.
I have such a short list of what I will do. Like, before kids, I kind of was up for anything. I mean, you know, if it was a fun project, but now I won't do, I don't want to do violence.
Yeah.
I don't want to do sexuality. Right. I don't want to do, you know, the list is short.
Here's the thing. She's not known as a comedic actress.
No, she's not.
Right. So that's what you do. So that's going to be like a big reinvention shift.
Well, she was in Hitch, wasn't she?
But she was
kind of funny in Hitch.
Okay. She did pull it off, but I like it when she's pulling it off. Like, have you ever seen We Own the Night? Like, that was a great movie.
There was Sherry. Honey, what types of scenes are you off limits to, honey? Could you play like a lesbian? Who could you cast as your love interest, honey?
You know what I did? I sent
Lena
Waithe.
Could you imagine if you were in The Shy with Brad?
I sent Lena Waithe a DM and I said, when you bring Brad back, I will make myself available. I will be Brad's extra.
Yo.
I will be her stand-in. I will be the woman. I'll be the woman walking through naked.
You done harassed Brad under the table. She ain't even here no more.
Yes, honey.
Here we go again.
She's trying to find Brad under the table.
I'm going to go. If I got to pinch Brad under the table.
Don't do that.
I hate you guys right now.
Help me up.
Let me do the tease. All right, up next, a real housewife from New Jersey lost a diamond, and it wasn't from shaking a table. What? We'll explain that after the break. Let me help Sherry.
I'm going to shake this damn table. Hey, Brad, here I come. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, this is the last story of the day, so...
Dishes!
Okay, Real Housewife of New Jersey, Jennifer Aiden, was having a good time celebrating her 45th birthday. And she must have been busting some big moves because the diamond on her ring fell all the way out.
Fell out.
She posted on IG, on my way to the Venetian to look for my stone, praying to St. Anthony. Well, her prayers must have worked because she found her diamond in the middle of the dance floor the next morning. How cool is that?
Did the cleaning crew not come or was everybody
drunk? They didn't come.
The cleaning crew didn't come. Let her have been in L.A. or Chicago.
Never.
In Atlanta.
She probably left once the club was over, so everybody was probably gone when she got ready to leave.
Let me tell you something. She could not have been in the club where they was doing the wobble.
Right.
Been kicked that damn door.
To the corner, or the slide to the left.
I'm telling you. Two times.
Yo, but Gary, you're our diamond connoisseur. If you found this diamond on the floor, would you give it back?
Of course I would. I would feel so bad for that person. How do you give it back?
If you don't know.
Because you don't know who because I'm not going to give it to the damn club owner.
Exactly.
It was his and he keep it.
No,
I would just pray on it and say, Lord, thank you for blessing me. And she got insurance. She'll get another.
I think it was a blessing, Gary. Thank you for this blessing.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Gary would have a diamond tooth, y'all.
Sherry, they took the stone out this ring and then went to do some press and said they lost it and it was never lost in the first place. You don't go back and find no diamond in the middle. Come on now.
And here we are, Dish Nation talking about their asses.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.